Thank you, Soren. That was an amazing acknowledgement of wildlife habitat and what we're losing that we don't even know about. Next up is Ashley Moffitt, Little Miss Moffitt to some. She's got a number of albums out for children, some quirky songs, but as Soren alluded to, there's a lot of wildlife losing habitat. Dr. David Patrickson's in the office with a barred owl photo that maybe he can show, and Alice Reed has a barred owl somewhere in the back, yes. Ashley is going to play a song called Who Cooks for You, which translates in the barred owl language as woo, 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 woo. Who cooks for you? Ashley, take it away.
Donna has the best owl calls. By far, could never do it. Yes, so the call of the barred owl, who lives in cavities of big old trees, which we have less and less of, they say, who cooks for you? I'm just gonna turn on the guitar. For you, I am the barred owl, hiding in the treetops above. You can't see me, but you can hear me when I call. Cooks for you. I am the barred owl, hunting from the treetops above in silent flight, stalking a night for my prey. Want to sing along? We go, who cooks for you? I am the barred owl, nesting in the treetops above, inside the cavities of only larger trees, I raise my and they say, who cooks for you? Who cooks for you? I am the barred owl, watching from the treetops above, and through my dark eyes, it would not be wise to get too close. Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you?
That was beautiful. It would be a shame to live where there was forest and fall asleep hearing barred owls at night, and now they're gone. And we're getting that on our nocturnal owl surveys now. Vacant surveys where there are no more barred owls. So next up, we're